Simply Done, the podcast network.
Don, it's Perry. The time of the clock is 12:30. The time is 12:30. I'm going to be here till October 2nd. Put everything on hold until I'm home. I don't want to see anybody at least until October 4th or 5th. I want to be more stable than I am right now because I'm starting to feel good, but I want everything stable in my system. Okay? We'll talk when I get out. Thank you.
That was a phone message that the Scaremaster left for me. And if he got out on the 2nd, that would mean 12 days he was in there. Now he wants to go on and wait a few days before we do anything. Well, I want to get a podcast out there because we're losing fans. The people that have gotten in contact with us really have said very, very nice things about this show. And I don't want to lose you guys. I really don't. We've worked very hard to keep the fans here, and I want to get this thing going. But I'm starting to feel that Perry's just not going to be able to handle this thing. So what I've done is I've invited Perry over. He said he wanted to talk to me. I said, why don't you come on by? I'll get you some dinner. So he's on the way over here, and I don't know what's going to happen. But I wanted to do at least one show for the fans. We'll have Mole call in a little while. And hopefully this isn't a goodbye, but hopefully this is the start of something. But we have to make some sort of decision because there's people that want to put some money into us. They want to do a couple internet projects, one through iTunes, one with video, both containing the history of the Big Three, some great stuff that we've talked about on previous episodes of the Big Three podcast. Well, we've got to make a decision. And so today we're going to check. We're going to see if Perry can handle it. I don't know if he can. And it'll be very sad if this thing ends. We've worked very hard. October 15th is the two-year anniversary since we started over at Ace. So hopefully everything works out well. So before we bring in Perry, this next message was left for me on my answer machine a little after the first one. So what must have happened, he must have gone back and listened to some of the messages from me. Now, he must have been responding to the message that I received a call from someone in Sacramento that was asking questions about him.
Number one, if the U.S. government was going to call you, why? They're going to call you. Your name's not involved in this, in my legal matters against the fucking government, you stupid fuck. The U.S. government's calling. Dude, I'm not going to believe any of your ignorant, retarded, oblivious, stupid, fucking, cracking, crackhead bullshit you want to fucking tell me. Because you're a fucking lying piece of garbage. All I want is a contract and my upfront money and the contract to state how much I get paid when we're done filming the fucking project. You lying sack of shit. Fuck, I can't wait till I get out of here so I can beat your fucking ass. Well, me and my team of fucking fighters beat your ass. Anyway, bye. God, this is driving me nuts and I don't even know if I gotta go home. I got bills to pay. I gotta go to court. Bye. Fucking lying fuck.
Hey, Retribution, why don't you play that funky song? Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
I'm Scary Perry.
And Mole will be on the phone with us real soon. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, let's find out what's going on with Perry. Are you okay?
I'm back. I'm alive. I think coming out of where I was is a lot better than when I was in.
What does that mean exactly?
I was in a few fights with a couple of doctors, and I don't want to get into what happened when I was, you know.
Well, I think that one thing that we have to do is this. We have to kind of be honest with the fans, because the fans have been beside us. And I'll be honest with you, Perry. What we're going to do today is we're going to find out if this project is going on anymore. And we'll get into that in a second. But one thing that you do owe the fans who really care about you and sent out a lot of nice things about you, you owe them at least an explanation of what happened. And I think everyone is dying to know what happened. All right, let's backtrack just a bit. A few weeks ago, I had quit the show. And the reason I had quit is because I couldn't get anything out of you. Everything that you would say that you would not do. And we're in the middle of trying to get together three different projects. An iTunes project, which goes over the history of the Big Three, and we're going to have recordings, and it was going to we were going to sell albums online. Well, we had a guy, 3T Matty, as we like to call him. He's an editor, very accomplished editor, came down here this past Saturday because he wanted to collect everything, and we don't even know what's going on. You left us high and dry. All right? And the other two projects we had, we have an online project which is going to take all of our videos, the history of the Big Three, our public access shows, things that we did away from the studios, just the history of the Big Three. And we were going to introduce clips and put this on a new online service. I don't even want to mention the name, because the people that had promised to work with us are very frightened about you. And the other thing, and the thing that we've all been kind of hoping could happen, is to do another movie. Well, we have some people interested. They came to the big holiday show back in June. They loved what they saw. They wanted to know how much it would cost. I gave them a figure. And they seemed very happy that they wanted to do that. Yes?
All right. This is the first time I'm being told
that. No, you've been told this many times.
Well,
I told Nick. May I just finish?
Go ahead.
So I'm going to give you all the time in the world to explain what happened.
Okay.
You let me down. When we were trying to promote the show to get things up, because that's what we have to do. The podcast is the center of all these wonderful things happening. All right? And you give us a hard time every week. And then I find out through Mole, because Mole is not the brightest guy in the world.
All right.
All right?
You and I both know.
Okay. And a couple weeks ago, I asked Mole what's going on, because he said that I should be around the studio Friday night if I could. And I kept asking him why. And supposedly, after I'd quit the show, he had made a surprise podcast that he was planning for you to come. You agreed to do that. Even on Friday morning, you had agreed to do that because he had talked to Nick. And then you went out and you saw, what did you see? You went out.
I guess that was the day of the space shuttle.
Yeah, you went out to see the space shuttle. Now, this is where everything became blurred. You told me some things when you were in the hospital. Now, pick it up from there. I'd like to hear what happened here.
Again, I don't remember a lot of things that happened.
Okay, what happened? What happened before the hospital? What happened between Thursday night when you were going to come surprise me and we were going to do a podcast, and you had been begging to be part of the podcast again? And then the next thing you know, all hell breaks loose.
Okay, this is what I remember. I remember Friday going to Daniel's.
Daniel who?
Daniel Dydzak.
Okay,
my friend.
Going the one-time lawyer.
Yeah. Going to Daniel's. Dan and I went down to the Venice Pier to watch the space shuttle fly over us. We see that. We go back to his place. Started talking about a few things here, there, and everything. Then I guess we started talking about this project. Then he got on the phone with Nick. And I guess totally got in the Nick's face. I don't remember.
Your manager, Nick.
Yeah.
Who has done nothing except wonderful things for you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, am I wrong on
that?
No,
you're right. Okay. Now, I don't remember what the conversation was with me and Dan that got all bent out of shape for him to get on the phone with Nick. I do not remember it at
all. Can I take a guess?
Be my guess.
Okay. I would imagine it has something to do with you complaining about money and how we're using you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Okay. I've always wondered, how are we using you? The way I look at it, when your mother was passing away and you lost your job, you called me begging, crying, begging me to do something so you could get back in show business. I give you a few suggestions, and every suggestion that I gave to you, you acted like it was beneath you, and you wouldn't do it, and you had an excuse, oh, parking, this, that, the other thing. So you didn't do anything. All right, and then this thing came up where we did a podcast. Well, you've put me through shit, but I continued to push on. I continue to try to get something ahead because we always got you back and Nick was pretty good with you. Well, now we've got three things happening. The problem is that everybody that's involved financially is afraid because you have outside sources that are filling your head filled with bullshit. Okay? And we're not even going to mention a name. Because I don't want a lawsuit. But it's gotten to the point where you've said that he's going to have, nobody else is going to have any, you got to the point where you had said that nobody was going to interfere with this project. Because have I lied to you one time about anything in this project? Have I lied one time to you?
No.
Okay.
But I'd like to make a comment, please.
Okay, sure.
One problem that I have is, this is acting, that's reality.
What's reality? I'm confused.
Let me finish, please. That reality is meaning what's going on outside the studio is the reality. So I should leave everything outside the studio and not even bring it into the studio and not even tell people what's going on in the studio, in the show. It's none of their business. This is the show. Period.
Okay.
Period. I should stop fucking.
Well, that's not true.
Bitching and barking.
That's not true at all. Because what this show is about us. We talk about our lives on this show, and okay, that's what the show's about. So if you're doing something, we have to talk. But your usual response, it's none of your business.
Well,
okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying this. I'd like to know what happened in that hospital. You have some ideas of what happened.
Well, the one thing I remember is when I got in there, when I first got in, I filled out a bunch of papers, and before I was...
You went in there voluntarily?
Yes.
And you said that you were going to kill yourself?
I went in, yeah, I was suicidal. I said I was going to kill myself because of this thing that I'm doing.
Okay, what is this thing that you're doing? Because I heard that you're blaming it on me. Yet, I hadn't spoken to you in 3 weeks. And you had asked Mole to try to put things back together. You begged Mole, because I saw the things on Facebook. Mole came up with an idea, and Mole's not the brightest guy. And I asked Mole what happened, and he kind of spilt the beans that he's going to throw a surprise podcast for me. He tried to cover it up, and I played stupid, but I knew what he was doing, and I wasn't against it. But the truth is, you blame me for you losing it.
I blame you for everything.
Yes, you do. And it's a little unfair.
I agree.
But what we've got to talk about is, how did you get to the point where you were threatening to kill yourself? It wasn't my fault, was it?
You know, I don't know who's...
Okay, but Perry, did I say a word to you that sent you off? Because I hadn't talked to you in 3 weeks.
Let me explain what's making me suicidal. As you can see, the gas prices are going through the roof.
Right.
As you can see... maybe you don't see because you don't know my financial situation.
Yeah. You make more money than Mary Jane.
Well, let me tell you something. If you don't mind me saying this, I'm on full disability.
Okay. All right, but any money you get to keep. You have your bills paid for.
Not everything.
Do you have your rent paid for?
I have enough money to pay my rent.
If every month, can you pay your overhead, your cable, all that stuff?
I can pay my rent. I can pay my cell phone bill. I can pay my cable bill. But then I'm done. Sometimes I don't even have enough money for food.
Okay.
I can maybe buy one thing of groceries, and I gotta split my groceries for a whole 30 days or 31 days.
Okay. I don't think I've ever said that I'm happy about that. As a matter of fact, I think I've been pretty good because as much of a dick as you are to me, I continue to try to get this project going where we can put money in your pocket. And as far as you saying to me, oh, well, I make money on Jimmy Kimmel, who gives a fuck? I work my motherfucking ass off on that show to keep a job. And I didn't sue Jimmy, something you did.
Yes.
And in turn, I take the money that I make and I continue to buy things for the studio. I continue to pay for things. I continue to set up everything. Mary Jane comes over here and she works her ass off. What does she make?
I have no idea.
She makes nothing. She makes the little split of the money we get from the $10 shoutouts. And I've told you numerous times, if you're on the show, people are going to send the $10 shoutouts. When you say you're quitting, they're afraid to send any money. So when you do that, you cut your nose to spite your face every time.
I remember one time online when I told somebody that there's no way I could ever quit this show, ever. I remember making that remark to somebody.
Fine.
I could joke about it, but that means
Perry,
nothing.
It's not a joke, man. People are afraid to invest in the project because of your behavior, period. And we are to the point today where we've got to make a decision because I'm tired of beating my head. I'm tired of people that want to put money into this saying to me, what's going to happen here? Can we trust Perry? Well, we can't. Because you know what? You have outside sources that get the fuck in the way. Because you told me everything that happened, dude. You told me in the hospital numerous things.
I don't remember what I said.
All right.
How many times did I talk to you while I was in the hospital?
Let's say you weren't the nicest person, but we spoke a few times.
Really?
Because I was...
I can only remember one phone call.
There was numerous.
Jesus.
Okay. Now, you said a couple times you woke up in a padded cell?
Right.
In a straitjacket?
Right.
Do you know why that happened?
Because I was beating the shit out of that fucking doctor.
Why?
Because he's fucking stuck. He stuck Thorazine in me.
Right, so he put the drug that you didn't want
in. Yeah, Thorazine didn't want. I'm allergic to that fucking drug. It made me fucking 5 times stronger than my normal strength. I picked the fucking guy up off the ground like he was nothing.
Wow. All right, so you went through some problems there. Do you know what you told me when you were in the hospital?
I have no idea.
Well, Perry, you told me something that I thought had happened, but I never had it proven, and I was never really quite sure. But in my mind, you had been taken advantage of, and I've never heard a worse thing. Ever. You were telling me how your friend got you to be involved in a lawsuit against a list of lawyers, judges, ex-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, his wife, Maria Shriver, and then against the entire United States of America. Now, you got involved because your friend had convinced you that if you put money into this and you would help out by paying some court costs and things like this, you'd be his partner. And when you won, you would get millions of dollars. And a little later, I asked you, how much money have you put in? And you told me over $1,000.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay, you did.
Okay. The Ding Dong Show, Rocktoberfest on October 15th. Am I going to be part of that show?
Do you want to be part of it?
Am I going to be singing Back in Black?
Perry, I don't know.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you this. Before you said something about this, we tried to promote it, and then you demanded $1,000 to do it. There's no money involved.
Don, you know how I talk.
Okay. The reason that I want people to see that if we promote it on the podcast, people will come to the show. And what I wanted to do is I also wanted to try to unload some of these T-shirts so we can sell. Because I've lost over $1,000 on the T-shirts. You talk about the money you made at the big holiday show. I lost money because I've got over $1,000 in T-shirts sitting there that nobody bought. So I thought we could sell some of them. And I'm still going to give you your third. I'm still going to give you a third of it. All you got to do is win. I'll let you do it, but you tell the people right now what you want to do.
I want to sing Back in Black.
Are you going to be there October 15th at the Ding Dong Show Rocktoberfest?
I got to be in court that morning for the fucking
okay,
ticket that
are
I
you
got gonna,
are you going to change your are you going to change
I'm
your mind?
I'm going to be at the fucking Comedy Store the night of the 15th to sing Back in Black.
Okay, so that's it. Show. You heard it here.
Yes.
You heard it here. Scary Perry Caravello is going to be at the Ding Dong Show Rocktoberfest, October 15th, 10 o'clock in the belly room of the world famous Comedy Store.
You got it.
Now let's get Mole on the line.
Hey, dude.
Mole, guess who I got here?
Hey, Mole.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello? Mole.
Hey, buddy, where you been?
I've been in the hospital, man. I just got out the other day.
Where Hello?
Today.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Wow.
Is everything okay?
Who's that? Who's
me.
Scaremaster?
Yeah.
Now I can hear everybody. Can everybody okay. hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I hope cool. we can hear you. I hear
Guys,
you.
Guys, what a week I've had.
What'd you do, Mole?
Okay. Well, I started freaking out that you guys were mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you, and I told you that before.
Well, Scaremaster didn't.
Well, Perry went to the hospital.
I was in the hospital.
Stop eating. We can't hear you with food in your mouth.
I'm not eating.
No, I'm not talking to you, Mole. I'm talking to Perry.
I'm eating a salad.
Eating? Scaremaster, what are you having?
Little salad.
What kind? Chinese chicken salad?
No, not from the Rainbow Bar and Grill, but a little salad that I put together over at the Whole Foods Market with Don and Mary Jane. We
top
went over
salad?
To Whole Foods and picked up
I
a little salad from
Dan
the salad
Mary
bar.
Dan and Mary Jane took you to the Whole Foods Market?
What's that?
Dan and Mary Jane went to Whole Foods with you?
Yeah.
How come I wasn't invited?
You want to come over?
I want to go to Whole Foods.
All right, Mo, I'll make you a deal. The next time you come up by my place, okay. I'll take you over to Whole Foods. Not only will you get a double chocolate chip cookie, but I'll get you a 15-minute neck massage over there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Would it be fun if we had a pretty girl that massaged you?
Totally. Way better. What are you guys doing? Hey, are you guys at the podcast place? Are you doing a podcast? Did you find somebody to replace me on the podcast?
No, we're not replacing you. We're not replacing you at all. This is something Nick called me today and said Perry wanted to talk to me, and I said that I couldn't get in touch with him, so I had Nick tell him that I would meet with him after I got out of work, and I thought, you know what would be fun? If
what?
I got Perry a nice meal. And we went over there, and so I said, let's sit down, let's talk, let's record it, and then I said, let's get Mole on the phone. So that's what we're doing right here, Mole. So don't think that we're replacing you. You're irreplaceable, Mole. As a matter of fact, you know what? I found out one thing. When Perry lost his mind and went to the insane asylum, a lot of fun things came out of that, because what we found is we're loved. The big three is loved by people.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding, Mole.
Don't kid a kidder, dude.
You're not a kidder.
I'm not. You're right.
We got a ton of fans online, pal.
What do you mean?
Just go on Facebook.
No, we can't do that till Friday when the show comes out.
Okay.
Got to leave them hanging.
Okay.
So don't go on yet.
Okay, so what's the deal? You guys, what do you want to do?
Well,
show?
Well, we talked a little bit. Yeah, we're just recording some of this, and we'll put some of it on a podcast. It won't be a full podcast, but it'll at least be something to let the fans know. Because I'll tell you this, I feel very bad to the fans because I saw just how many people love this show.
Can I tell you guys something that's kind of bad news?
What's the bad news?
Okay, well, I got kind of good news and bad news.
What do you want first, the good news
give
or the bad news?
Give me some good news. Give me the good news.
The good news is I made a new buddy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The All bad right. news is he's a paralegal, and he says I shouldn't hang out with you guys anymore.
Why?
What?
He says you guys are a bad influence for me, and I shouldn't hang out with you guys anymore.
He said that about me?
He said it about the Big Three podcast. He said it's not good for me.
Why?
I don't know. He wouldn't really say, but he was talking about making some money or something. He wanted me to do other projects with him.
Is that Anthony, your manager?
No. It's another guy. It's a guy I just met. He's a paralegal. Not a paralyzed guy like Scaremaster's friend.
Scaremaster's friend? I don't have
Scaremaster,
any
Scaremaster, what's been going
friends?
On, dude?
I don't have any paralyzed friends.
Hey, how are you doing? How do you feel, buddy?
I'm having problems with my memory. I don't remember a lot of things that went on while I was while I admitted myself in the hospital and stuff. I remember.
Now, why did you go to the hospital? Did you break your neck skateboarding again?
No. He went in and he's telling me the story. They tried to change his medication. And he choked
Why?
The doctor.
Were you stressed out?
I had a little breakdown. Kind of
flipped
out.
Why did you have a breakdown?
Just too many problems.
What were the problems, buddy? Talk to me. This is the Big Three talking. Why were you having problems that made you have a breakdown?
I don't even remember that, Mole. I'm dead serious. There's just so
well,
much crazy shit going on in my life right now. I don't remember what I went into the hospital for.
What we found out, he went to watch the moon landing, and then he went over to his friend's place, and his friend started screaming at everybody. And the next thing you know, Perry's in the hospital. That's what we know.
What was your friend like screaming, oh?
No.
He was saying that we were bad to him.
Who did that? Who said that?
I don't think we should mention names.
We're not going to mention names.
But a friend of Perry's said that we were bad for him.
Oh.
And tried to put ideas in his head that we're ripping him off. Have you made any money on this? I'm sorry, Mole, have you made any money with us?
Sure, I did. I made $100 for our live show.
Yeah.
Did you guys make any money?
Yeah, I made $100.
Same here.
Made $100 for a live show, right?
Right.
So what are we complaining about? It sounds like we're doing pretty good.
I don't know. I really don't know what Harry's complaining about. But I told Perry when I saw him, you know, we've got to decide what we're going to do. Because I can't take this anymore. I can't take it every time that we try to get a step ahead. I told you about the iTunes project that we have. Also the online project. Well, I didn't say this to you, Mole. They're afraid to work with Perry.
Why would a Perry do to scare him? Why would he put on a mask and scare him, jump on and scare him?
What was that?
Why are they afraid of you? What did you do?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Okay, I just told you a little while ago because you have people advising you that we're doing bad things to you. I'd like to know what we're doing bad to you, and maybe we could stop it. But you don't even talk to us.
Contracts and pay.
Okay, where are we going to get the contracts, Perry? As I told you before, these projects that we're doing, what they are this. We put them online. When people buy them, they give us a check. They don't give us a check before. There's no upfront money.
I would like to get a cashier's check or money order.
I want mine in a briefcase.
Oh, I want mine in a paper bag on a park bench.
I'll stick with the briefcase.
You're going to go my route.
Are you guys both getting briefcases? Because if we're all getting briefcases, I want a briefcase too.
Maybe we should do all three of us get briefcases, and that'll make it easier.
Should we all get different color briefcases? Oh, what if we all get the same briefcases and they all got mixed up?
Well, I think that if they got mixed up, we could interchange it. Like if I got yours, I would hand it to you, and you would give me mine.
Would they be monogrammed or something?
But then what would happen to my briefcase?
Well, you would get your
briefcase with our names on them.
Yeah, that would be an easy way.
Or nicknames. What's your nickname going to be? My name's going to be Weed Dude.
Weed Dude?
But like W-E-E-D-U-D-E, Weed Dude.
How about if we just call you Brock and you...
Oh, Brock from the movie.
Yeah.
And
you're Big Lou, and I'm Stone.
I'd rather be Dom Perignon.
You're not French, though.
Doesn't matter. It's a cool name.
Dom Perignon?
What are you going to be?
What, Mole?
What are you going to be?
Dom Perignon.
Oh, Dom Perignon.
Hey, he wants to be a French dish.
You got to admit, that's a pretty cool name, Scaremaster.
One funny thing that happened in the hospital, Perry was telling me, is that they tried to put some... What did they put in your arm the first day in there? Is you stuff your face?
It wasn't in my arm. It was in my shoulder. It was Thorazine.
And what? How'd you handle that?
I got extremely strong. Grabbed the doctor by the throat and picked him up off the ground. And made his face turn red.
Oh my God! We gotta give you that Michelle and see what you do.
Scared the shit out of me, and him. As well as a couple of male nurses that grabbed my arms, and the other one put me in a chokehold.
Wait a second. Maybe they accidentally gave you Hulk serum.
Do you think they were trying to make you become the Hulk?
I don't know, but... see... Thorazine for most people...
My gamma rays turns into the Hulk. It's a scary Perry Hulk. Help.
Thorazine, I've had problems with the same drug years ago. All right?
Well, one of the things that I think that you forget about this show that we do here, Perry, is that it's a great chance for you to push your product. That's the reason what we...
The skateboards?
Yeah. That's the reason we have what we call a little segment called 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
Ow! That's my ears, you know. Scary Perry Skateboards, www.scaryperrysk8andboards, boards.com. You can order four different decks. I have three in stock at the moment. I used to have five decks, but I stopped carrying.
What happened?
I stopped carrying my 1979 model.
Sell them out?
Wow, sold what out. Happened?
Yeah, I sold out. And I sell T-shirts online, too. So everything is for sale on the internet. And I'm also on eBay, too. So you can go on eBay and look me up also.
What do you search under eBay for you?
Scary Perry's... I don't remember, actually. Oops.
Stop! That's 60 Seconds with Perry.
My ears are gone.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Yelling at my...
I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to move the show along. You got 60 Seconds with Perry, and we gave that to him.
That's why it's so important you don't go long with 60 Seconds with Scaremaster.
Yeah, you got to come in a precise thing that you're going to do each and every time, and you get it out. It's a commercial. You got to rehearse it. You got 60 Seconds with Perry. That's the reason it's called that. 60 Seconds with Perry.
www.scaryperrysk8andboards.com.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. You had your chance. Hey, Mole, so I think that what we're talking about here, and the only reason I'm here today is because of the fans. The fans really, really love this show, and I really feel great about that. But I don't know what to do. Should we do any more shows, or should we call it a day, so to speak?
Well, it's pretty late. We should probably call it a day.
I'm not talking about tonight. I'm talking about doing any more shows anymore.
Oh. I think Scaremaster's done.
You're done?
Today?
Do you not want to do this anymore, Perry?
I didn't say I didn't want to do this anymore. I want this to turn into Windy City Heat, too.
Well, okay, but how can you continue to do that when you continue to ruin everything?
I'm ruining everything?
Yeah.
How am I ruining everything?
Okay.
Okay, wait a second. Let me answer that for you.
All right.
I'll tell you how I've been winning everything. By being a sarcastic, pain in your ass, bitching and crying, I want $1,000 per show.
We don't have that. If I could give it to you, I would. If I could,
let me stop.
If I had the $1,000, I would give it to you.
Stop.
Yeah, totally give it to you.
Stop.
Can I also have it?
Do you understand something? I know that you don't have it. I know Mole doesn't have it.
Oh, that's why you're messing with him?
You've been fucking with us the whole
time? You guys are fucking morons.
Wait a minute. You're saying that every time that you threaten to quit the show unless you get $1,000, you're fucking with us? You son of a fucking bitch.
God, and Mole, and you're on the phone. This guy over here to my left over here is a little loony. He calls me loony, and I just got back from that joint.
So this whole time.
The whole fucking time.
Every time you do this, and like when you say that you fired Nick online, and you go online and say you quit, and you're never coming back, that whole thing's a joke?
What did I tell you that one time when I said, look, online, I even said there's no way on the planet I could ever quit this show.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could. There's a way on the planet.
Yeah. I mean, I could, yeah, I could just get up and walk away and say I'll never do it again. But yeah. Why?
I don't know why.
Do you understand what he's saying to us? This entire time, every time he's a pain in the ass, like for the entire 2 years that we've been trying to do the show, and every time we have to go through all this shit to go through it, he has been fucking with us.
It's been fucking with all of you morons.
You've been fucking with us. So this whole thing was planned out.
Thank you.
No, let me ask you this.
Something like that.
Did you really go to the hospital, or was that a joke too?
No, that was serious.
His friends
who've been there for serious.
I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something, Scaremaster. I'm impressed.
I'm blown away. You really are a good actor. You remind me of a young Marlon Brando.
He's like a Marlon Brando.
Wow, so I feel a little embarrassed that I fell for this whole thing. I've been pranked.
You've been punked.
He's been scaremastered.
Oh, yeah, that's what we should do on our show. You've been scaremastered.
Master Blaster.
You know, I got a good idea, Scaremaster. We should do a version of that movie, The Master, called The Scaremaster.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a nice idea.
Did you see The Master?
No, I haven't.
Did you, Mole?
I don't know. Let's all go see it together.
Why don't we all go
see it together and we'll review it? Or Scaremaster, why don't you go see The Master and review it on Perry's Movie Time?
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Okay, we played the song, but we're not going to do Perry's Movie Time today because Perry's has been in the hospital for almost 2 weeks. He hasn't been able to see any movies.
Have any movies played in your mind when you were in the mental institution?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Is that a joke?
Serious.
You saw that movie when you were...
Yeah, that was the only movie that was played in the rec room.
So, in the rec room of the psych ward, the only movie they played was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That seems incredibly insensitive.
It's hilarious.
Did you make any friends when you were in there?
No. No, I just didn't want to talk to anybody.
Well, you know what?
Even during group meeting, man, group meeting was a joke.
Why?
Because people wanted to be friendly with me, and I was fucking a bastard. I was a bastard.
You weren't having it. I was
furious, man. I didn't want to. I said to myself, and I told everybody, you know, I go, I put myself here, and I don't even know why I came here. Then again, really? I do know why I came here because of. I don't even want to say it on the show, but you know.
Did you stop eating and talking to the mic?
All right.
We're almost done here. Let me ask you this. When you were in there during the meetings, did people recognize you from the movie Windy City Heat? Anybody?
My nurse.
She recognized you?
Yeah. We've known each other.
Hey, may I ask a question that I think everybody is on everybody's mind?
Of course, Mole.
And Scaremaster, You can be honest if you want to, but you also don't have to be, okay?
Okay.
Scaremaster, did you go into the mental institution after you had so much pressure because recently you were raped and needed to have your tushy sewn up, and that's why you stole the money from me from the live show to have your tush sewn, to have your tush sewn up, and it was so traumatic that you ended up going into the mental place?
Mole, get away from the phone for 1 second.
Okay.
Perry, this is a perfect opportunity. Just say yes. That's why I lost it. It's a perfect, it wraps everything up. Okay, Mole, come back. Mole?
Hello?
Mole, it's a part of it.
That's part of it. Okay, so you got so bummed out that you got raped by a dude and your anus was ripped apart and you needed stitches, and that's why you stole the money from me from the live show to get the surgery, and it drove you so crazy that you went to the mental hospitals.
I guess.
Hey, Mole, would you do me a favor? Because to help Perry out, could you do me a favor?
Sure.
It's a favor to me. Can we not talk about that money that Perry stole from you anymore?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
He's sorry for what he did.
I'm very sorry, Mole. I didn't mean it.
You have nothing to be sorry for. You needed that money to have your tushy sewn back up.
Yeah, true.
Perry, tell him you won't steal money from him ever again.
Mole, I'm not going to steal money from you ever again.
Yeah, Master, I'm glad you're not just stealing money from me anymore, because I can't tell you something. I actually just came into some crazy money in a weird way. Do you remember when we were going to go mud shark fishing?
Say that again?
Remember when you and I were going to go mud shark fishing a couple weeks ago?
Mud shark fishing?
Mud shark.
Where?
Anyway, I was dredging the bottom. Guess what I found?
What?
A huge old Spanish ruby gold necklace.
Whoa. How much is that worth?
It's worth a lot. It's worth a lot.
Boy.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I should bring the necklace. I should show you the necklace, Dan. You can tell me what it's worth.
All right. I'll be happy to help you out. Well, Perry was talking a little earlier about the nurse that was in there, the female nurse. You know what? And I know how those things can be. You're in the same place for a long time.
Oh my
kinda
God,
confused.
Was it your old friend, the nurse lady who washed you?
You know what? I think it's time once again for a little thing where it's just three guys talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little thing called Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk. Ooh.
So, Perry, what happened with this nurse?
Okay. Nurse, okay, her name is Debbie, but we called her, I originally, because it was, Demerol that I was getting, and it was the liquid Demerol. It's a cocktail. There's alcohol and all sorts of other garbage.
Sure.
In there, you know, to give me twice a day. Once in the morning before breakfast and once around 6 or 7 at night. I can't keep that prescription with me because of my suicidal antics and shit. So my cousin brings it to me in the morning as he goes to work, and when he's on his way home from work, he stops by and gives me my cocktail at my house. So, you know.
How long has that been going on?
Since I got home yesterday.
Oh, so it's just now.
Yeah. Just started.
Oh, dude, are you on suicide watch?
Kinda.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I mean, literally, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think the words were perfect that you used, Mole. That is crazy. And that was today's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Ooh.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. That guy talk was pretty fucking bad, Perry.
I know. I don't think anyone was getting, like, riled up when we were talking about Perry's suicide watch.
Guy talk and talking about the ladies and suicide watch don't mix, okay?
You ought to make a T-shirt with that.
When you're right, you're right. God.
I don't think so.
Well, you know what, Mole? I just wanted to talk to Perry, and I wanted to put out something for the fans, because I'll tell you something. It really is cool how many people have written to us, told us how much they miss us.
I appreciate all the fans that have begged me to want to get back to the show.
Hey, Scaremaster, who's your favorite fan, Scaremaster?
My favorite fan?
I'll bet you it's Dimitri Morland, is my guess.
Go fuck yourself.
He likes you.
He might like me, but he's gayer than shit.
I know.
And he keeps talking about
wanting to be a
sexual part of my life. I mean, that's sick.
Would you say, Molt, that he really, really likes him? Do you have one, Molt?
Definitely.
Who?
Fisher.
From Bowers Coast and Fisher? Fisher?
Totally. Fisher.
Can I say who my favorite fans
are?
Yeah,
I sure. get Fisher's dollar.
Well, my three favorite fans are Nick, Lisa Jablowski.
The one girl that you...
That was over at the house earlier today.
She came over to your house?
Yeah, she came over and she brought me a very warm, loving gift. And
a get well card? Did she bring you the get well card that was signed
yeah,
by everybody?
Yeah, she did.
Lisa's the best.
And all the fans that are on the Get Well card, Bob from eBay, I guess he's from either somewhere in Nevada.
You sounded like a snake there for a second.
Wow.
I forget his last name. And let's see. There's all the names on the card. Lisa Jablowski's a real sweet girl. I gave her shit in the past.
I gotta interrupt for a second. Scaremaster, I gotta interrupt. I have an awesome idea.
Go ahead.
Since you're out of the hospital and you sound like you're on the road to recovery.
Yes, sir.
May I suggest a celebratory welcome home dinner for Scaremaster at Scaremaster's place with spaghetti?
No, thank you.
With the three of us?
There's no more cooking at my house again. My house is too fucking tight. I got too much shit. No, there's no more cooking at my house.
Well, Perry, we've always been good when we've gone there.
Still, there's just no more meetings at my house.
How about Sunday?
Me even having Lisa over, I feel embarrassed to even have her in my fucking... congested pile of shit of an apartment.
Did you offer her spaghetti?
Look, there's no more cooking in my house. We can go meet at the Thai restaurant down the street.
How about if we bring food to go to your house? How about if we have it catered?
Look,
how about if we bring
Mole?
That's a great idea.
Mole, I don't have room. I got a dining room table that's stuffed with shit. I mean, there's so much important stuff that I can't get rid of in my apartment.
The caterers will set up a table. They'll set up linens.
Well, okay, if you want to do that, then here we got the little concrete table outside in the front.
Yeah,
as you first walk in the front doorway.
Inside the place. That's tradition.
There's that table you could sit at, or the dining room table, the picnic table out by the swimming pool.
I was wondering about this. We haven't even talked about this. We haven't seen you in so long. I think it's time that we do the Cookie Caramello update. All right, if you don't know who the Cookie Caramello is, Cookie is Perry's father. And Cookie is a guy that he was a hero in the war. He was not only did he fight in the Korean conflict, but he was also in World War II.
Correct.
He was one of the leaders in the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that got in. On February 6th, they pulled the plug on him. Now, Perry, tell me, Cookie Caramello, is he still with us? Why are you continuing to eat when I say don't put food in your mouth?
I'm sorry.
Okay, is he still with us?
Sure is.
This guy just won't
fucking
die.
Where are my money's going?
Are you eating spaghetti?
No, he's
eating a salad.
What do you mean your money's going to your father?
I've been helping him stay alive.
Where are you getting the money to give to your father?
You guys went to a salad bar, hopefully?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's awesome. I think it's about...
I'm not allowed to go there.
Why?
Freaked out one time.
Why would you freak out? I mean, how'd you freak out?
First time I ever went there.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. Oh. I was really high. I had never been to a Whole Foods before. So I went to the one in Glendale with a friend of mine, and I just lost it. I did.
I don't even know what to say, except it's time once again for the best thing that we do on this podcast, and I think we should close it out with this today. It's a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole will set up a scenario. He will cast a scene, then he will direct the scene. The only question that we need to ask is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, well, thank you for asking, Dan. We tried to do this without the Scare Master, and it didn't work out too well. Because
it's terrible.
You really need Scare Master in a Mole Play. We learned that from our last disastrous Mole Play. However, on this edition of Mole Play, I think we can finally get to the bottom of what happened in that house and that doctor's office when Scare Master was given Hulk serum and the nurse tried to stop him from strangling the doctor. Scare Master, you're going to play Scare Master. Dan, you're going to play the nurse. Does whatever it takes to calm the Scare Master down.
Now, you know, I always trust you in your judgment. But is there any way that I could play the Scare Master and Perry could play the nurse?
Okay, Scare Master, you play the doctor. Dan, you play Scare Master. And Dan, you play the nurse. Mole Play.
Well, before
how can he play the nurse when he's the one that's... Oh, God.
I'm the doctor and the nurse. But before you say Mole Play... Can we just say hello to Mary Jane, who's here today, too?
Hey, Mary Jane, how are you doing? You're not in the hospital, are you?
Oh, hello. No, I'm not in the hospital.
Thank God.
Yay.
And happy Yom Kippur. I haven't seen you for a while.
Oh, thank you. Happy Yom Kippur to you, too, Mole.
Wow. Celebrating. Are you Jewish, Mole?
What?
I thought you were Italian.
I changed to Italian. Although, you know what? I was Japanese for a couple weeks.
When?
When Scare Master was going crazy.
Oh, so you were Japanese while I was in the loony bin, huh?
Do you call it the loony bin?
I call it the funny farm.
Is that what they call it in there?
Sometimes.
Like during your meetings, would you say that?
I would joke about it, yeah.
More play! Scare Master, give him the shot.
I can't give him a shot from over here.
Doctor, tell him what's wrong with him and give him a shot.
Okay.
Look, you're out of control. You need to mellow out. You need to relax.
What are you gonna give me? What are you gonna give me?
That's not quite.
What is that? Just tell me what it is.
Kind of.
Tell me what it is. Just tell me what it is.
Yeah, tell me what you're going to be giving me before you
put
it
in my... That's what I said. Just...
Tell me... Yeah, I kept...
Tell me what you're going to be giving me! Tell me!
Thorazine.
No, you're not! Ah, I'm going to kill you! I'm going to kill you!
It went in my arm.
You gave him medicine that turned him into Thor.
He goes, you're getting a shot of Thorazine. It went in my arm, the fucking... And I first froze, and then all of a sudden I turned into this monster that grabbed him by the throat and picked him up off the ground like it was nothing. It was unbelievable.
Can I break character for just a second, Mole? That's a nice story, but we're in the middle of mole play and we should have acted out. You know what? I don't think this is going to work. Maybe we should just close it out.
And that was mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
You know what? I didn't realize. I thought he gave him Hulk serum. He gave him Thorazine that turned him into Thor.
Thorazine?
Thorazine.
So you turned into Thor. Did you have a hammer?
No.
Well, Mole, I just wanted to get in touch with you. I wanted to talk to Perry. We'll have to talk and see if we're going to have any more shows. I actually want to talk to Perry's cousin, Sammy. And we'll decide if we have any more shows or we're going to do any more projects. Does that sound okay with you, Mole?
Sounds awesome.
Okay. So if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm on Twitter at SimplyDon1. Perry is at ScaryPerry818, I believe.
Yeah,
I'm in the process of joining LinkedIn as Walter Malinsky, DDS.
Okay, is John Quincy Adams on Twitter?
I think so.
What, do you know his Twitter?
No.
Is it JQA Productions?
Yes.
All right, and then, of course, we're on Facebook at Walter Malinsky. I'm at Don Barris. It's Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R-V.
C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O. I have three or four Facebook accounts. I have two different looks on Facebook, plus I have a fan page. So that's three accounts on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Mole.
Hey, is Scaremaster still going to be Thor when we do a podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's no... I'm allergic to Thorazine, okay?
I
don't ever want to take that shit again.
Oh, and if you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to see me in person, you can check out Jimmy Kimmel every night. I do the audience warm-up there every single day. Also, I close out the Comedy Store every single night. I go on around 1:30 in that time zone. And don't forget, every Monday night over at the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock p.m., that's another show I do. And, and don't forget, on October 15th, 10 p.m. at the Comedy Store, the Ding Dong Rocktoberfest. And that's going to be with not only all the Ding Dong Show cast members singing, a full set by the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, and Perry's going to make an appearance. This Scaremaster will be there. Well, anyway, let's put her there, guys. Here we go. At least for today, we once again are the Big Three! Goodbye!
I feel